everybody.
Hey!
We're here.
We are.
It's 209, episode 209 of The Ping Show.
Absolutely.
209 weeks of Microsofties sharing the news that they're pinging each other about through link, through email, through, hey, buddy, did you hear about this?
Yeah.
You know, it all works. We're all just sharing it all with the ping. Last episode, we were at TechEd.
Yeah, friend. We're back safe and sound from Houston, Texas.
We are a little bit of a TechEd hangover, I believe.
Minor one.
Not much, a little minor one. But we're back in the studio. We've got the green screen working. It looks like it's working okay. I hope it's not breaking down like that. It looks green behind us.
I'm sitting next to you, so anything could be happening.
Mark is off today. He's, I don't know, called in sick?
No, I hear he's bowling.
Bowling?
Yes.
Wow.
I have no idea why he's
bowling. 10-pin, 5-pin, do you know?
You know what? I think it's the standard 10-pin bowling alley kind of thing. I don't know. Perhaps he's looking at joining a league.
The orange-shirted bowling league.
That's right.
Of the DeFalcos. The DeFalcos.
Hey, so last week in the episode at TechEd North America, we asked you, our beloved listeners and viewers, to tell us what sessions you like the most at TechEd North America.
Yeah, we have a nice little recommendation here for Pierre Cove came in and saying his favorite episode was The Future of ASP.NET. And that one there is DEVB385, just in case you're trying to follow online.
Yep.
Very cool stuff. It was fun to watch people doing a demo of an alpha projects, and sometimes they are buggy. No. They're never buggy.
No. Features.
They're features.
Features.
And they're new challenges that we have to resolve. That's all they are whenever there's a bug.
Absolutely. I love this part. He says, even though I'm a developer, I've always told the IT pros that not only do I have to do my job, but I have to know their job as well, since we developers need to have servers configured in a certain way for their apps. So he actually watched our sessions.
Oh, wow.
So big shout out and thank you for watching our sessions. Hopefully something valuable there in our sessions at the TechEds.
P. Gonaz 03 was saying that, you know what, he's looking at the new Channel 9 app. We'll actually have a little segment on that in just a little bit, but he's doing a feature request. Can you do feature requests on comments?
Apparently, well, we've just gotten one, so if only we knew the developer.
You know, there's a couple developers that are involved in that app. Let's see if we can pass this one on here. Looking for a playlist to be able to go off and have some kind of a scheduled viewing times to be able to go off and see different things, you know, a queue.
He wants a queue.
You know, to be able to go off and tick off all the different Ping shows and all the Countdown shows and all the Edge shows and things like that this week in Channel 9, and then view them as required on the service.
Right, have it translated to the app or to the Windows 8 app or the phone app, which we're going to talk about shortly.
So, yeah, that's about it so far, but
let's get started with the show!
Yeah.
Hey, so this week we had just a small little announcement in New York City, talking about the Surface Pro 3.
Can I just say one thing?
What?
Shut up and take my money. That's all I can say. Shut up and take my money now.
You're looking for the tablet that can replace your laptop, the laptop that can also act as a tablet, the one device that does it all, at least as far as I'm concerned. I love my Surfaces.
They made it bigger and lighter. To me, that's cool. It's the same size as they demonstrated showing usefulness, a piece of 8x11, or A4 if you European viewers.
Yep.
12 inches diagonal.
Yep, 12 inches diagonal, 2160 by 1440 on the resolutions. Mm-hmm. Battery life, up to 9 hours of web browsing they talk about, and of course using the fourth generation i3, i5, and i7 processors.
Yes.
There's plenty of models to choose from.
I would say, which one are you lusting after, my friend?
You know what? I think I got to go with the 8 gig, 256 gig storage model. So 8 gig RAM, 256 gig RAM, the one that's...
So is that the i5?
Yep, it's the i5.
Because the entry-level i7 is also those same specs.
Yeah. So I was thinking probably the i5 for me. Yeah, I'm looking probably around that $1,200, $1,400 with the keyboard, the red keyboard. Red keyboard!
Yeah.
Really? I'm looking at that version.
I hear Best Buy has the exclusive blue keyboard.
Oh yeah?
I saw that on the Twitters earlier today.
Oh, so I had no idea.
I also agree the red is very nice, although I'm currently sporting a purple or cyan. I don't know, purple?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know,
something
like that. Details. But for me, pen.
Pen?
I'm a pen guy.
You like freak out over...
I had the RT first.
Yeah.
Just because I needed to have an RT. And there was no pen, no digitizer. Then I got the Pro, and the pen's there, and it's nice. But from what I saw Panos demonstrating, even though he's a lefty, he's a hooker, writes that way, it's able to go in and, what, he called it parallax? It solves the parallax issue of when you're writing on the surface, of the screen. It has a nice texture feel to it because of the nib on the pen, but then also, besides doing 256 points of pressure, it's able to go in and have instantaneous, there's no lag. Because when you're writing on a Surface or any device, there's a lag of translating where those little pixels have to sit and where the pen tip is.
Yep.
They don't have that.
So of course, pre-orders, pre-sales on the Surface Pro are available today. So you can go ahead and pre-order it. Now, depending upon which version that you would like to order, check out the MicrosoftStore.com website for more details on that. Depending on the version that you order is dependent upon availability. So the various versions, I believe the i3 and then the i7s are going to come a little bit later this year. With
a little
the
bit later on. My biggest concern with the Surface.
Yes?
The kickstand, being able to go past the scheduled space.
Yes.
Has me, in particular, the closing guy, very nervous that I'll have it open
multiple
to 150
positions,
degrees.
Right.
And then I will just like sit on it or something like that and then flatten it. So I was not involved with the testing of that.
Probably for a reason.
For a good reason.
Yeah,
I was
absolutely
not involved in the testing.
But of course, inside the box, you get the Surface Pro 3. You get the pen that I think I heard you yelling from opposite side of the building when you saw that pen demo.
Shut up and take my money, please.
So again, head on out to MicrosoftStore.com and check out the Surface Pro 3.
I'm willing to guess that a lot of Ping viewers happen to also be sporting some Windows Phone devices.
Oh, yeah.
And if that's the case, you might want to head on over to the store and check out the new Channel 9 app available for Windows Phone.
Oh.
Just recently released. I'm actually looking at the date here, and it says, where was the last updated? 5/19. So not too long ago, according to this episode, for what it is. But basically, it's a great way to go in and to browse, rate, and view your videos. Don't forget to rate. It's important that you rate the videos if you're watching them.
We like the rating.
There's bragging rights.
Yeah,
who gets the higher number
is.
Of stars? So make sure with the Ping Show, you go in and give us the 5 stars if you could.
Particularly, yes.
It's very good. But then you obviously can go in and watch them. You can view the categories. You can then browse them. Also ties into taking a look at some of our events as well. It's, you know, it's a nice little form factor for the size.
Yeah, you can watch those Tech Ed, Build, and other conference sessions right there from the comfort of your own phone.
Doesn't matter if it's a big phone, a small phone, a phablet, or one of those really teeny tiny 520s.
Yep.
It all works, it all scales.
Check it out on the phone store. Hey, so I was checking out Major Nelson's blog this week because there is an upcoming update in for the Xbox One coming in June.
So it's June time frame, right?
Yes, absolutely. And a couple of announcements on the Major Nelson blog this week about that, which are real names and external storage support.
Oh, so people won't know me as Rickster CDN anymore.
Well, they will, but they'll also be able to see that you are actually Rick Claus and not just, you know...
some strange guy.
Head smasher number 289.
A buddy of mine up in Canada, his name is Frag This Punk. Frag That Punk, sorry. So now Frag That Punk will be correctly translated if they so want to. It's a choice, right?
Yep.
You get to choose how much of the names you want to reveal as someone official or not, as one of the big ones.
And you can also share your friends lists.
Oh, okay.
Or a subset of friends lists
and
so on and so forth. So that's super cool. But the thing for me that I really noticed in this is the ability to have external storage, right? So you can actually connect up to two USB 3 drives that are 256 gigabytes or larger once you've got those formatted and set up.
I was about to say they're specially formatted, like the previous concept that was for the 360.
Sure.
Has to be formatted for the Xbox One.
Yep, absolutely. You can copy, move those games, the apps, and all of your game add-ons.
Ooh.
That way you've got increased storage capacity.
You can do games on there.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, absolutely. That's... USB 3, gotta love the fast transfer rates of the USB 3s. We're going to be, Major Nelson talked a little bit about smart glass.
Okay.
Basically providing access to the full one guide, universal remote control, pin reordering, and more. So you'll want to check out that. And then, as we mentioned in last week's show, talking about some of the new benefits around Xbox Live Gold.
Right. You can run the premium apps without having to have an Xbox Gold.
Correct. All those
now.
New membership benefits. So.
And they're also expanding the markets that the One Guide is available to, I do believe, as well, with this update.
Yeah. So check out Major Nelson's blog post, which we will link to below for more details on that. Super excited. More storage. More storage!
One of the titles that I found interesting that was missing from the Xbox One launch, because it was so popular in 360, was good old 8-bit graphics Minecraft.
It seems like we've been talking a lot about Minecraft on this show
yes,
lately.
It's crazy. It's either Minecraft for demos, Minecraft for other stuff, but now Minecraft has been announced that it will be available on the Xbox One platform later in August. And this is off the, is it Mojang?
Mojang, I guess.
I guess it's Mojang. It depends.
I'm horrible at pronunciation.
Yeah, anyway. So it's going to now be available. They announced it's going to be available for Xbox One, also for PlayStation 4 and PlayStation Vita as well, all around the same time in the late summer time frame. Some interesting stuff. If you've already purchased and already have played, Xbox on the 360for
Minecraft on the Xbox 360.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, Minecraft on the Xbox 360.
I'm just translating Canadian for you.
You got it. You'll be able to purchase an upgrade for up to a year after it's released for only $4.99. And if you've never played it before, you can buy it for $19.99. So it's a nice price. You'll be able to migrate your worlds up from the old into the new. You will not be able to migrate from the new down to the old because one of the big features of the Xbox One and those larger platforms, bigger rendered worlds.
So, even at 8 bits.
Even at 8 bits. Maybe they're doing 8 plus 1. I don't know. Maybe 9 bits?
Maybe.
Carry the 1.
Yeah.
Sort of, you can't migrate down, but you can migrate up. And they also mentioned, unfortunately, just like the other areas, you can't do cross, you are not able to do cross platform play. But that just means that now my TV in the main living room area will now be occupied with more Minecraft. I managed to get them off to the Xbox room in my house, but now they're going to be coming back onto the main room, so the 60-inch TV will have 8-bit graphics on it now.
Awesome. Now I have the excuse to go out and get the final version of the Xbox One.
So you got it.
I think it's time to do that.
You got it. So stay tuned till August. And check on Major Nelson, also announced that one there, but also in the Mojang? blog for more details on actual release dates.
Zerg Rush!
What?
The After Hours Gaming League, which is pretty much the next generation's version of softball.
Okay.
For corporations.
Yeah.
Microsoft has made the final in the StarCraft II competition.
Congratulations.
So they will be playing in the final. This is super cool because they are playing for charity. The Microsoft team is going is playing for the Against Malaria charity.
Okay.
So it's absolutely fantastic. These guys have been playing some Minecraft. I don't know if they've actually done a Zerg Rush, but I'm a StarCraft guy. I love StarCraft.
I would say, I wonder if they get time off work to be able to do it during working hours, or is it only after hours?
Well, I'm not quite sure how that works.
There
is
the giving campaign at Microsoft.
Well, and it'll be a big part of that, right?
Yeah, could be.
So anyway, you can check them out. You can actually go back and watch, if you check out afterhoursgaming.tv, you can actually watch some of the previous matches. I was watching some matches earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The Microsoft team was playing Protoss, which happens to be one of my favorite.
Nice.
This is in StarCraft 2.
Yeah.
But you can check that out, and the finals are up and coming. And just, of course, as I said that, I don't actually have the dates of the finals. Maybe it's right here.
Oh, yeah. On the main page,
it's on the main page. At any rate, it's coming up. I want to say it's the 30th of May, but it's coming soon. So they're competing in StarCraft 2. Want to wish our best to the Microsoft team. No Zerg Rushes.
It's been 1.5 years since there's been some kind of an update to the wildly successful franchise known as Halo.
Master Chief.
And so Halo 5 and Guardians is basically going to be coming to Xbox One in 2015. And they are being pretty tight-lipped over in 343 Industries building. They definitely do not let us into the building.
No.
Although we do have some friends that work there, but they can't talk to us anymore. Clint, hi, buddy.
Is that because they work at 343 or just because it's us?
Maybe it's because it's us. I don't know what it happens to be. But what really is cool about this one here is the fact that they're going to be doing a big reveal of more information during E3, which is next month. So stay tuned for more information. They don't have any rumors to share because it's a very limited press release of information on
it. Yeah, they're just saying that the scope and the features, there's a blog post here that we'll link to.
One giant leap rather than one small step is the quote that comes out of this one here from Ross.
Bonnie Ross, general manager over there at 343. So I'm fired up. Are you a Halo guy?
I am. I'm not a huge fan, but it's an easy shooter to pick up.
Yeah.
I'm more of the storyline, and I do very much enjoy the storyline.
So you're not so much the multiplayer online.
I don't like the multiplayer because I get my butt handed to me by 13-year-olds that are jumping up in the air and like shooting me like crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not into that. I'm more of a sniper and kind of hide back or stealth or blitz.
Are you a
or
camper?
Whatever. I'm not a camper. I always have support teams. I'm a proper sniper team.
Oh, there you go.
Normally, I always have protection. Yeah, it's a good thing, but I hear good things about it. I can't wait to have more information about it.
Stay tuned for
E3. Stay tuned for E3 next month.
Hey, buddy, the Channel 9 app was not the only app that we want to highlight today on the Ping Show. Now, you're a photog guy.
Yeah, you know, I'm a, I should say, prosumer, if you will.
Prosumer.
I'm not anywhere near as good as some other people that take shots with their cam. But this is actually really important because a lot of photographers enjoy this a lot on other platforms. This is the very first black and white analog film simulator app.
Ooh.
That's now available for Windows Phone. Just came out on the 20th of May, I do believe. Play with all sorts of different filters and basically bring your pictures up to a new level of coolness with black and white photography. I used to actually develop, nerdiness alert come in here. I used to be the president of the photo club in high school.
Oh yeah?
I had keys to the exclusive access dark room that no one else had access to except for other photography club members. And we did black and white film in there. It was awesome.
Fantastic.
People develop stuff.
What's the app's name?
This one is called Black. Very simple.
There you go.
Black, otherwise known as hashtag Black App, in case you're interested there. It enhances your photos by applying accurately researched and generated film filters that match and make your photos look like some of the all-time best black and white analog film. Go grab your cameras, go grab some shots, and take some cool stuff with Black and share them. We'd be interested to see what they look like. So that's it for this episode of The Ping Show.
Episode number 209 is in the can.
So what do you think? How about letting us know? You can get a hold of us any way you like. How about let's go first of all with the good old-fashioned hashtag Ping Show. The Facebooks works.
Yeah, absolutely. Facebook.com/ThePingShow. Make sure you give us a like.
And we have another option too if you're into old-fashioned snail mail. We actually got our first postcard. Let's see where else we can get it from. Anywhere you happen to be from. That is Ping Show, care of Channel 9, Building 20, 1 Microsoft Way.
Redmond, Washington, 98052.
We'll get that memorized at some point. Or if you prefer email, you can also reach us at ping@microsoft.com.
Always remember, comment and star ratings on this video are super important. We love to hear your feedback.
How about the question of the week?
Question of the week. How about this? Let's do Surface.
Yeah.
The new Surface Pro 3 was announced this week, as we talked about earlier in the show. What are your favorite features and what model are you going to get?
I think I'm going with the i7.
Yeah.
Entry level to save $300 to put another $200 towards a docking station.
Oh, there you go.
That works for me.
There you go. So share us your comments in the comments section down below. I think that's
a wrap, my friend. That's a wrap.
You can follow me on Twitter. I'm @ Joey Snow.
No. I'm Rickster CDN. See if our editor can handle that one.
That's it. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Oh.